We start with a rocket ship returned. After a 25 and a half day mission around the moon, NASA's historic Artemis 1 mission made a successful splashdown on Sunday. The uncrewed test flight was meant to pave the way for future missions, which could take astronauts back to the moon. The Orion spacecraft pulled off a record-breaking mission, including two lunar flybys, one within 80 miles of the lunar surface, more than 1.4 million miles traveled in all before splashing down in the Pacific Ocean just west of Baja California. After landing, the capsule spent 6 hours in the ocean with NASA collecting additional data and running some tests before the rescue team moved it. A fleet of recovery vehicles were waiting nearby. The landing was key to making sure that the Orion spacecraft is ready to fly real astronauts next time and then eventually to Mars.
And here we go.
The lead-up to the Artemis 1 launch might have been a bumpy ride after a series of delays due to technical glitches and bad weather, but NASA says once its mega rocket got off the ground, it's been smooth sailing.
We got to witness the world's most powerful rocket take the Earth by its edges and shake the wicket out of it. And it was quite a sight.
After 3.5 weeks in space filled with engine burns, lunar flybys, and stunning views of the Earth and the Moon, NASA's Orion spacecraft is home. But before it splashed down, a critical test. In one of the most nail-biting times of the re-entry process, the Orion capsule will separate from its service module, then complete a skip maneuver off the edge of the Earth's atmosphere, which will bring it closer to its landing site and cut down on the G-forces that future astronauts will have to endure. After that, all eyes are on the heat shield as Orion blazes back to Earth at temperatures twice as hot as molten lava. NASA says the heat shield has been tested more than 1,000 times, and making sure it can take the heat is one of the primary goals of this mission. From the outset, the uncrewed Artemis 1 mission has been a dry run to make sure the spacecraft is safe enough for astronauts to fly on board. If Artemis 1 is a success, it will be followed by Artemis 2, which, like the first mission, will fly around the moon, but this time with a crew. That will be followed by Artemis 3, which intends to return astronauts to the moon's surface, including the first woman and person of color. Later missions will aim even further, with the goal of sending astronauts to Mars,